We often hear this, and it is important what we have just heard from the two brothers as to the fact that there is return, and various things that are said have been emphasized, the steps. She arose, she returned, and so on. We heard from Brother Milad that there is a thorough work of God by His Spirit to bring about a real confession, repentance, restoration. And I was struck by the fact that in this first chapter, we read 7 times the Lord, Jehovah. And the first time is here in verse 6. She had heard. God is sovereign. We noticed that yesterday. God brings about something that there can be a return. But what caused Naomi to return? God knows. It's a long way for her to be restored, not just to return to Israel and Judah, but that it may be out of a conviction that the Lord has come in. What we hear of her in this chapter of this returning to the Lord of Naomi, she mentions the name of the Lord several times. In verse 8, Jehovah deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. Jehovah grant you that ye may find rest. In verse 13, we hear something different. The hand of Jehovah is gone out against me. In verse 21, I went out full and Jehovah has brought me home again empty. It will not be until chapter 2. When she will say to Ruth in verse 20, and Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of Jehovah. Who is the he? It's Boaz. The one who is brought into contact with Boaz is not Naomi. It's Ruth. Who brings the news about Boaz? It's Ruth to Naomi. Why do I mention this? It strikes me that perhaps it applies to a number of us here, to me. That yes, we come to the point to recognize there is something that is wrong. But what about our being restored to the Lord first of all? That it is, as in the case of Luke 15, when this young man came to himself and noticed his condition and will say, I will go back home and I will do this and that. And then he rose up. I don't want to emphasize too much, perhaps, out of two expressions. Of Naomi, it says, we read this in verse 6, she arose. The young man in Luke 15, he rose up. Things were settled in his heart the moment that he actually rose up and went. May the Lord help us that there may be in my heart and in your heart, younger ones or older ones, when we realize something is wrong, a deep work in our hearts from the Lord, by the Spirit, through the Word, that really, first of all, there is a response to the Lord and not to circumstances. And then there is real rest, real enjoyment to see what God has wrought, as she will notice, Naomi will notice that in the life of Ruth. And she will say, now it's my turn to find rest for you, Ruth, that you might be brought into a full, marvelous relationship with Boaz, and for you and for me, the true Boaz, the Lord Jesus Christ.